Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and I'm so stirred up over all of this. I'll tell you, and like the man said, if this doesn't set you on fire, your wood's wet. Amen. So, Father, we thank you today for revealing these things to us, and we give you praise and honor. We glorify you, and we praise and honor the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves before you, and we thank you for doing the things that the Son of the Living God said you would do when you come, and you've been here all these years. And we thank you and praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy 3, 16. Fifteenth verse. But if I tarry long, thou mayest know that thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Jesus said, you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Then he said, I am the truth and the way, and no man comes to the Father except by me. But then the Father said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, he was manifest in the flesh. But justified in the spirit. This is when he went to the cross.
Yes.
And raised up the mystery. Believed on and received up into glory. Classic Amplified. Great and important and weighty, we confess, is the hidden truth, the mystic secret of godliness. He, God, was made visible in human flesh, justified and vindicated in the Holy Spirit, was seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up into glory. Now, Hebrews chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. So, verse 1. Now, let me remind you again, class. This is referring to Jesus. And, the Lord just gave me another direction. We'll go there. God, who at sundry time and in different manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And we inherited the excellent name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Great great and important and weighty, we confess, is the hidden truth, the mystic secret of godliness. Now, I read this a moment ago, but I want this to really soak in. He, God, made visible in human flesh. That goes back to Philippians chapter 2. God highly exalted him and gave him his name. That's another lesson. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Hebrews chapter 1. In many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our forefathers and by the prophets. But in these last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, in whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, and built and created, arranged them in order. He is sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, he outraying of radiance of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power, when he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of my divine majesty on high. Wow. 12, like a mantle thrown about oneself, you will roll them up and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you remain the same and your years will never nor ever come to failure. These are the words that God used when he raised him from the dead.
That's right.
Now I'm going to take the Classic Amplified and go to the 22nd Psalm. My God, now listen. He's hanging on the cross. He said, no man takes my life from me. I have the power to take it up or lay it down. And they were surprised that he was dead so quickly. Well, he did it. They didn't kill him.
No.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cried in the daytime, but you answer not. And I might put silent or find no rest. But you alone, O you who are dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered, our fathers trusted in you. They leaned on and relied on you, and confident in you delivered them. They cried unto you and delivered and trusted in and leaned on. Now, let's just, you can read all the way through this. Be not far from me, trouble is near, there's none to help. Many foes like bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have hedged me in. Against me they opened their mouth wide in their ravening and roaring line. I'm poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is softened and anguished and melted down within me. My strength is dried up like a fragment of clay pottery. With thirst my tongue clenched my jaws. And you have brought me to the dust of death. Like a pack of dogs, they have encompassed me in a company of evildoers and crucified me. They pierced my hands and my feet. David wrote this. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count my bones. The evildoers gaze at me. They part my clothing among themselves and cast lots for my raiment. Now, see what I mean? He was not poor. I mean, they wanted his clothes. I mean, they gambled to get it. It was so fine. They part my clothing among them and cast lots for my raiment. a long shirt-like garment, a seamless undertunic. Ouch. Whew, that's expensive. Be not far from me, O Lord, my help. Hasten and deliver my life from the sword. My dear life, my only one, from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. You've answered me from the horns and wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I praise you? You who fear, revere, and worship the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Fear, revere, and worship him, and the offspring of Israel. Now, isn't it amazing how he used both words there at the same time? Jacob, who became Israel. But Jacob did something that was very, very, very important. He didn't give up. He loved Rachel, but he got Leah. But he didn't give up. He had no idea at the time that he was giving birth to the 12 tribes of Israel. Therefore, his name was changed to Israel, but it's used both here. And verse 26, the poor and afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord, they who diligently seek for, inquire of for him, and require him as the greatest need. May your hearts be quickened now and forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of nations shall bow down and worship you. For the kingship and the kingdom of the Lord's, and he is ruler over the nations. All the mighty ones upon the earth shall eat in thanksgiving and worship, and go down to the in dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. Posterity will serve him. They shall tell of the Lord next generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people to be born. He has done it. That is, it is finished. David the prophet saw these things in the spirit. They were not in heaven, they were in paradise. An area in the upper regions of Sheol, protected by God. You can see it. Jesus said there was a rich man and a poor man named Lazarus. And he went into hell. And he looked up and saw Father Abraham. And Father Abraham said, son, remember? So your memory is not in your brain. It is in your spirit.
Ooh, that's good.
And he's in hell remembering. And he's there today.
That's good.
And so is Judas.
Oh, wow.
Well, how do we know that? Jesus said, woe is the man that betrays me. And in the garden, he called him friend. He could have repented, but he hung himself in that condition. He committed suicide and doomed himself forever. When he could have, Jesus gave him that opportunity to repent. He didn't do it. He did it for money. And then he went in and threw it back. I'm convinced that he thought Jesus would just turn around and walk away like he always had before. But they didn't have any idea. He'd been telling them all along about the cross, but they didn't get it. They didn't have a clue. And I want to remind you of this, Claire. Now, this will get you excited like I am. And check it out in the book of Luke. He was He could not have been more than 10 or 20 steps from the cross itself. And he stopped and turned around and ministered to the women. He's only steps away, but his ministry was still alive. It's in the book of Luke. And he turned around and ministered to them. And he couldn't have been, well, I don't know, because I don't know the distances. But he was there.
Wow.
He was already there. His cross was either on his shoulder or Simeon's shoulder. And he stopped and turned and ministered to those women. Right up to and after death. Now, one thing that is super I can't, my head doesn't get this, but the book says it. Yeah! Here he is. Here he is. He said, a spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. No blood. His blood is in the heavenly mercy seat in heaven. But what most people don't realize, he said to Mary, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Wow.
You go tell them. I go to my father and your father. He went in, it's in the book of Hebrews, and he cleansed all of the heavenly utensils of worship. Adam's treason had to be fixed. It went all up through, but not including the throne of God. It was so massive. It was the first one. It started it all. But then God fixed that for him. And killed an animal and made clothes for them. But they're there. But Jesus had to go in there and cleanse all the heavenly utensils of worship with his blood. Came back and said, he just appeared there. Just came in, the doors being shut. 20th chapter of John. And he said, handle me a flesh had not flesh and bone as you see me have. And he sat down and he ate with them. Well, he doesn't look like glass. You can't see through him. He's a man. The only difference is in his veins is the glory of God. We're headed there. We will be called the glorified ones. We're headed there. Amen. We're no longer flesh and blood. The glorified ones. But our body function is the same. And the differences are magnificent. Then you see him on the island. Fish on the grill. May I ask you something, class? Where did he get the fish? Whosoever shall say unto these fish, come here. And they obeyed him.
That's right.
I imagine that little fish said, whew, I'm glad I didn't get to make the big load, but I made it this time.
Oh, praise God.
Now, my dad, A.W. Copeland, oh, what a man. He would say something like, Kenneth, Let's go get some dead chicken and put it in the ministry. I mean, I'll say, okay, Daddy, let's go. And he, that was my dad. But he was a highly honorable man. Hallelujah. Well, I won't go there, but maybe later. Thank you, Father. We're so close. Every day when I get up, I did it this morning. I said, glory to God, one day closer to the resurrection.
That's it.
Every day. Every day. I'm one day closer to the resurrection. And then today is my receiving day. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Thank you.
I'm reminded of little Willie Phelps. How much time? Just time to give this. And Brother Roberts came out. And he was waiting for him, he and his mother. And he looked up and said, are you Oral Roberts? He said, yes, I am. I can just see him saying that. I'll tell you why. And he said, I'm supposed to be healed today. He said, well, son, the anointing is lifted. He said, I don't know what I know about that, but I'm supposed to be healed today. He said, well, if you'll do the believing, I'll do the praying. And his mother was holding me. His legs just didn't work. Richard told me this is the greatest miracle that happened in their ministry of the whole time. And this was before I was there. He laid hands on him. And little Willie Phelps just jumped down and ran off. His legs worked. Glory to God. The reason I know what it sounded like, we came in late one night and Kelly walked up to him and said, do you love Jesus? My daughter, you know, my oldest daughter, in case those don't know. Well, you should know by now. He said, yes, I do. Why? She said, if you love Jesus, you'd share your toys. He said, okay. She said, if you'd let my daddy borrow your airplane, I could go home and see my nanny.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're out of time. But from that time on, Kelly could do no wrong in Oral Roberts' sight.
Right.
Has this been a good study or what?
Yes.
Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God always has the plan and provision for every situation. The Bible says He's given us exceeding great and precious promises so we can escape the corruption in this world. All we have to do is trust in Him, do what His Word says, then He can lead us into the wealthy place He's planned for our lives. Let's look at God's plan for the provision in the area of our finances. In Galatians 6, 6 through 7, it says, let him who is taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. Don't be deceived. You can't cheat God. Whatever a man sows is what he will reap. And in verses 9 through 10, it says, don't be weary in doing good. For in due season, we'll reap if we don't lose heart. As we have opportunity, let's do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. God made a way for you to receive from his provision through the process of sowing and reaping. According to his covenant promise, he says when we sow into those who minister the word to us, then he sees to it that we receive a harvest in return. God takes it personally when you sow seed into the work of the ministry. It proves that you share his heart in reaching people with love and compassion of Jesus. And God sees to it that you reap an abundant harvest because you choose to help in the work of his kingdom. Today is offering day on the broadcast, and we want to give you an opportunity to share in the benefits of spreading this gospel. Every seed sown into this ministry is helping us to send the uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your partnership with us. With your help, we're building up the body of Christ and reaching the lost with the truth of God's word. And your seed also gives us a point of contact so we can agree with you in faith for things you're believing for. Before we go, I want to bless your offering. Jesus, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, and all power is given unto you. You are the high priest over every good deed done and every good seed sown. In your name, by the word of your promise, I bless every sower today with the blessing of Abraham, calling their harvest to come forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us these last 2 weeks. It has just been wonderful. And as you could tell, we are all very stirred up about this. But listen, we're going to continue on this subject until the Lord says, change subjects. So we'll stay on it. Praise God. More is on the way. Praise God. We want to remind you again that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Give him a shout.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.